times, they are a-changing. 1.8 million people jammed Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of America's first black president in 2009. This year, about a million fewer were expected, but D.C.'s bracing for a bigger gathering at Saturday's Women's March. Washington, D.C. officials expected some 800,000 to 900,000 people in town for today's inauguration ceremony. Gigi Jones is there. She was Hawaii State Director of the Trump for President campaign.
It is so exciting to be part of history and to be here. The energy is just amazing. You know, you'll see people catching the metro or getting on buses and they're wearing their red hat.
Why do you think Mr. Trump is good for Hawaii?
He's talked a lot about infrastructure improvements, and I really think that Hawaii can really benefit from infrastructure improvements, especially when it comes to our schools. I'm hoping that people will come around and realize that he's going to be a great president.
About 128,800 people voted for Donald Trump in Hawaii, a third of all voters. They are celebrating. Meanwhile, a day of resistance is underway at UH Manoa, and tonight, a free community concert's planned for those concerned about where America could be headed.
We will provide a groove for your hope and spirits to be uplifted.
That's Ikai Kahasi, guitarist with Jamarik, which means peace in Senegal.
That's what we're going to do this Friday at this concert that a whole bunch of wonderful nonprofit organizations are organizing at the Waikiki Shell. And the goal of the concert, Power to the Positive, is to encourage our community to get involved, to get active, to get involved with nonprofit organizations, to get involved with political organizations, to really connect to what's going on in our community and our society.
Makana, Taimane, and others join with the Sierra Club, Hawaii ACLU, and more tonight, free at the Waikiki Shell. Tomorrow in Washington, D.C., over 200,000 people are expected at the Women's March on Washington in support of health care, reproductive freedom, education, the environment, civil rights, and more. Amy Monk is co-chair of Honolulu's Women's March, set for 10 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, at the state capitol.
Every group that comes out and speaks will have an action item so that we have a next step. We don't want it to end with the march.
Representative Della Albelotti, chair of the House Health Committee and a Women's March co-chair.
We are a divided nation. In some ways, this march is an attempt to heal those divisions, but some of those divisions are very real because the policy visions are very different. We have to engage in the conversation.
Nearly 1.4 million people are participating in women's marches worldwide, including on Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii Island.
On my Facebook, it's everywhere.
Morgan Truby, senior at Hawaii Pacific University.
I hope it's cool for our generation. I hope it moves our generation. I hope it lights a little bit of fire under our generation to get them out and to get them standing up for what they believe in.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News. Can I tell this world again? You're my comfort.